East India Youth mit Beaming Whites auf Flux FM am Dienstagnachmittag. Heute Abend wird William Doyle als East India Youth die Kantine des Bergheim bespielen. Jetzt ist er erstmal bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen über die aktuelle Platte Culture of Volume, die hier Anfang April erschienen ist. Wir sprechen über die Produktion derselben, reden über Vor- und Nachteile einer Solokarriere und aber auch über die Gegensätze, die sich auf der Platte befinden und seinen Mut zum Pop. Zunächst aber nochmal hello and welcome to Flux FM, William.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Easy. I mean, it's nice to have you here.
Yeah, it's cool. I just got into town, straight here.
Where are you coming from today?
We came from London, but we just came back from a North American tour as well. So I'm pretty tired right now.
Oh, jet lag.
Yeah.
But you've played North America. That's worth the jet lag, isn't it?
It's definitely worth the jet lag. We did two, three weeks there. It was great.
Wow.
A lot of fun.
Cool. And how have the audiences reacted there?
Different in different places. It's such a varied country, you know, that it's just, you can't really pin it down to one single thing.
Yeah, but it's been nice overall.
Really good fun.
Cool. Congratulations on that, man.
Thank you very much.
I mean, it's not normal for every English artist to go for a 3-week tour there in North America. So.
No, it was ambitious, definitely.
Good first step to conquer the market.
Yeah,
there.
You got to break America,
yes,
man.
Break America.
The British invasion.
Yeah, you're gonna do it. It's starting again. British invasion number two. But now you're touring on your own. Basically, you've got a sound engineer with you. Your manager is traveling with you most of the times. But don't you miss touring with a real gang sometimes, because you've been in a band before, right?
Yeah, I miss playing with other musicians, but like, it's weird when you're touring. The good thing about the three of us now that we've got on here is that everyone's got their own separate jobs.
Yeah.
When you're the band, it's essentially 3 to 5 maybe people who do the same job, and it starts to clash a bit. And I found that, I mean, but I do miss playing with other musicians. Maybe one day, but right now I'm very happy in my space I've got.
Yeah, and you're not touring. All on your own, you got two guys with you. And I mean, that's the thing that I was worried about. But, you know, a sad, lonely guy touring the world with the brilliant music and super beats, but all alone, all on his own.
A couple of years ago, I was doing that, and it was lonely and sad.
Sure, I can really imagine that. Well, you do work on your own, and I think that leads to brilliant results. Congratulations again on your second LP, Culture of Volume. It's an album that really combines the deepness and darkness of a techno night with moments of super bright pop music. And how did you come up with that mixture of sound and styles? Because on your first album, the poppy moments were not as bright and as shiny as on the second one.
Absolutely. I was singing more when I was playing in the last 2 years, and the live show was evolving.
Yeah.
And I just realized that my voice was my strength, or one of my strengths, and that I wanted to use that more on the next album and enjoy playing it live, you know. And that really pushed me to record my voice well and give a good performance. But then also I just wanted to take the kind of the genre hopping kind of format of the first album and push it to the extremes a bit more. So like you say, there's like a synth pop track like the one we just heard, and then, you know, there's like industrial techno somewhere along the way, and then there's ambient or something.
Yeah.
But it never feels forced to me. It feels very natural.
And then I've never lost the red line that's going through the album. You know, I've always thought, it's still William's music.
Yeah.
So I think there's a string of your personality that leads through the album, kind of.
Yeah, and I think the way that I ordered the tracks, you know, the way it's sequenced takes the listener on a bit of a journey that way. Yeah.
Though I've read that your first thought after finishing this LP was like, oh, I gotta dial it back next time, or I'm gonna end up sounding like Muse or something.
Yeah, I did say that. It was getting quite grand in places, you know. It was just like, how much bigger can this get?
But I can imagine that it's gonna be hard to dial it back, because I mean, you over the years have learned so much as a producer, and I mean, you got to be proud of the fact that your laptop made music out of a bedroom doesn't sound like a laptop made music out of a bedroom at all. It sounds like finest studio work.
Yeah, that was always the plan, and I've been doing that for like 10 years, trying to do that. So yeah, it will be hard to dial it back if that's the way it goes next time.
Yeah, but I suppose that you're already working on LP number 3, because you actually do know how to avoid pressure from the industry by working on songs kind of non-stop, right? I mean, the whole Mercury Prize nomination for your debut. It didn't bother you because LP number two has been already done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, are you working on new material already?
Kind of, but I mean, I've got like some pretty hefty concepts and stuff about the next record, and it's going to take too much time. I've been touring nonstop now for a while, and I think that I'm not really going to get a chance to sit down and do it properly. Last time I had the benefit of so much time, because the first album was finished about a year or a year and a half before it actually came out. So I had so much time to work on it. This time, no time at all.
Okay.
But, you know, I'll start soon.
Yeah, and sometimes it already helps to think about the next step theoretically, because that's something that I think helps you especially as an artist as well, is to have a concept before you start working on the songs.
I suppose that you get a lot of different ideas and you want to figure out how you're going to put them in a box or frame them in a record. And so I gave this album Culture Volume its title before it was finished. So that gave you kind of like this sort of a bookend, a conceptual thread to put your loads of different ideas in. So that's what I'm kind of working on with that now.
Yeah, and I mean, that's one of the major things, right? Especially when you're working with a computer that has all the sounds of the world on it, you have to restrict yourself.
Yeah, giving yourself limitations is very important as an artist, I think, because you can do anything on the computer, especially with electronic music. So it's good to try to just put boundaries in places so that you, I think, more laterally and creatively about problems that you have, I guess.
Yeah. Now, before we talk a bit more, before we give away some tickets for tonight's show, let's listen to another track of the new record, The Culture of Volume. Here's East India Youth nochmal mit Turn Away. Crushed alive, I think. East India Youth nochmal mit Turn Away von der zweiten Platte The Culture of Volume, die hier rausgekommen ist Ende April. Heute Abend spielt William Doyle hier in Berlin in der Kantine des Berghain. Wir werden auch gleich noch ein paar Tickets verlosen für eben jene Show. William, you obviously had to change your life setup for this new LP, right? Because there's a lot more singing, and you have to get out of the DJ corner, right, when playing, because you must have been behind a desk for so many shows for the first record.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of shows. Yeah, it was just like a table and like my laptop in front of me and a keyboard, which isn't a lot. I play bass guitar on stage as well, but like it still felt a bit like it's all in one place. To be honest, it's not too different, but it's just a slight difference that has changed a lot about the way it's represented, I think. Yeah. Everything's on stands now, so I've got like a drum pad that I'm playing with sticks.
Cool.
I've got like a pad controller that controls the laptop. So the laptop's kind of behind me now. I don't really look at it, so this is cool, because I think the audience, when they see people like playing electronic music and they're just looking into the laptop the whole time, it's like there's no connect there. So I get to like stare at the audience a bit and really make a connection.
And because of the fact that there's a few DJs on the market, most of them pretty successful,
who are
just playing their fucking pre-made playlists, you know what I'm saying? It's another reason for an electronic artist to just like show them people that you're doing stuff live, and I really appreciate that.
It's got to be a performance aspect to it, and I try to throw myself into it. I get pretty get a good sweat on.
That sounds good to me. So you haven't started working on LP number three yet, we've talked about that, but what are the plans for the next few months? Are you going to tour a lot still?
I mean, this is like the biggest block, so we just come back from North America now. We're in here, and we're going to Bratislava tomorrow, and we're Dortmund, Mannheim, and then we go to UK for 2 weeks, and then
Bratislava tomorrow, then Dortmund.
Yeah,
that's crazy itinerary.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
I mean, as long as the music is made professionally. Oh, your manager's waving at us. Sorry, man. Yeah, the Bratislava thing. Think about that one more time. I'm sorry.
But yeah, that's all we're doing. Like pretty much coming up is like more tour.
Okay, cool. So as soon as you come to Berlin the next time, visit us again. We can talk a bit more.
Yeah,
maybe even about new material off of album number three.
Yeah. Hopefully. Thanks for having me.
Easy. It was great talking to you. Thank you.
You too.
Und wer heute Abend vorbeigehen möchte in der Kantine am Berghain und sich das Ganze mal live reinziehen möchte, East India Youth spielen dort. Und wir haben Tickets, über die wir verlosen dürfen. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Berlin 2000 9000. Niki Sitsch geht ans Telefon und die verrät euch auch, wann die Show losgeht, um wie viel Uhr. Das habe ich nämlich gerade gar nicht auf dem Schirm, ehrlich gesagt. Also, viel Spaß heute Abend bei East India Youth und hier nochmal ein Stück von der neuen Platte, das beweist, dass er eben nicht nur poppige Tracks aufgenommen hat, sondern eben auch richtig harte, tanzbare Kracher sich auf dieser Platte befinden. Hier sind East India Youth nochmal mit Entirely. Thanks, William. Bye-bye.
Bye.